Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, the beautiful one and only Dr. Mysterio. And you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also find all the past, present and future podcasts at cjsf.ta/contents/metal-meltdown. And yeah, I forgot to say thank you to Chapa, who of course hosts the Vancouver Hispano. So yeah, if you want to listen to cool, new, old and future music in Spanish, all the local events, have you know, listen to guests and interviews and everything. Yeah, tune in at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time at CJSF 90.1 FM. And you can listen to the one and only Viajes Chapa at Vancouver Hispano. And of course, you know, you can listen to him and me on Juke Stereo on Sundays at 6 o'clock. And of course, you can listen to me again on Sundays at 4 o'clock at Radio Alicia. I know this sounds like an infomercial, but well, one has to, you know, keep up its reputation, right? That's what we live on, or for, upon, at, by, all of the above. Anyway, enough chit chat. We just listened to Heartlight. They are from Switzerland/France, and we listened to the song Be Blessed, which is part of their brand new EP from Midland and Beyond. Before that, we listened to Striker. They are from Edmonton in Alberta, Canada, and we listened to the song Heart of Lies, which was a version part of their 2020 album Alive in the Studio. Yeah, something that they created during the lovely you know, pandemic. And we started the set with Rising Sun, also from Edmonton. And we listened to the song Archons of Death, which is part of their brand, their brand new single, or yeah, their latest single. Yeah, that's Archons of Death. And you know, Striker is also participating in the Hyperspace Metal Festival. So yeah, tons of bands. And yeah, so I guess without further ado, let's go and have a lovely chat with Joey. All right. All right. So we are here with Joey Hawking. Is that correct? Joey, can you hear us?
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. And yeah, thank you for being with us tonight here at the Metal Meltdown. So apparently I heard some hearsay that there's a festival happening. I don't know what you know anything about that?
Yeah, so I've been organizing Hyperspace Metal Festival. It's happening April 13th to 15th this year. This is the fourth year of the festival. And it's a festival that's focused on the more melodic side of metal. So you're going to have power metal, traditional metal, some thrash metal, things like that.
Perfect.
And yeah, it's been really cool to watch the festival grow over the last few years, and I'm really excited for this year.
So you told us April 13th to 15th. So where is it taking place?
So April 13th and 14th will be at the Fox Cabaret on Main Street. And then April 15th, the Saturday, that's the big day, it'll be at the Rickshaw Theater on Hastings.
Oh, of course. Yeah, great venues.
Even
the Fox, you know, it has a good capacity, even though it's only a small door in the entrance. But once you're inside, there's quite a space there. And it's, you can, you know, be really in contact with the band. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it's a great venue. I'm looking forward to filling it up.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, let's go back in time a little bit. So tell me a little bit about how or why, or, you know, what happened to make the festival happen. Like, what was the Yeah.
So it was back in, I guess, 2017. I was just trying to think about what goals I had for my own band, Apprentice, shameless plug. And I realized that there wasn't really a lot of festivals in North America for the kind of band that we are, like a more modern style of, like, European melodic metal. Like, we have, we're like power metal, melodic death metal kind of thing. And like, a lot of the festivals that are happening in North America don't really take on a lot of bands like that, unless it's like just a general metal festival. Like, of course, we've played Armstrong Metal Fest a couple of times. We played Loud as Hell, but beyond that, there wasn't really that many opportunities for us. And then I just kind of realized that we're not the only band that's probably in this position. So I figured it was just kind of something that needed to happen. So I started contacting venues and bands and just seeing if the whole thing was feasible. And it actually came together super easily, because I think a lot of people just jumped on board with the idea, and they were excited about the thought of having a festival with these kind of bands on it.
That's pretty cool. It's interesting. I mean, a lot of these festivals, come out of a need, you know, or the need of a space, or the need of a, yes, I guess, for a certain kind of people or metal or bands or whatever the case is. So,
I think it was like a void that needed to be filled.
Yes. You know, I interviewed a couple of the organizers of the, you know, Metalocalyptic festival.
Oh, yeah.
Know? And it was a similar thing, right? Like, you know, women or for women or by women or everything. So, and there was not anything at that time. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that was a great festival. I went to that a couple times.
Yes, they are good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cheers to Kaya. She's listening.
Yeah.
Hi. All right. Okay. So, and what year was the first one?
Unless I'm mistaken, I'm pretty sure it was 2018 was the first one. Yeah, that's right. Because then the third one was supposed to be in 2020, but obviously that got delayed, so it wound up being last year.
I see. Okay, no, that's cool. And have they always been like in the kind of Vancouver Lower Mainland area, or?
Yeah, I've done them at the Rickshaw Theater. The first 2 years were at the Rickshaw. Last year there was one night at Funky Winkerbeans, and then two nights at the Rickshaw. This year I'm changing it up a bit. We're just doing the one night at the Rickshaw.
Yes, yeah, you're right. You know, Mo doesn't deserve that much good music at all. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's a big venue. It's hard to fill that place up.
Yes, I just love to tease Mo, you know.
Absolutely.
He's a good lad.
Yeah, for sure.
No, that's cool. Oh, Funky Beans must have been I don't know if you have any anecdotes about when it was there that you can share.
Yeah, well, it was really cool having the show there, because like when I first moved to Vancouver back in 2014, and then I started playing in bands in, you know, 2015, every band I played in the first show was at Funky's with Wendy putting together the show. And so that was kind of like the home of metal for a few years, and then that all just kind of stopped back in 2017-ish, mm-hmm. 2016 even. Around there, like, they just kind of suddenly weren't going to, you know, be as focused on live music as they used to be. And then we had to kind of find other venues to be our home. But to have that show there, it was really cool, because a lot of people that were at that show last year, it was their first time being in Funky Winkerbeans in like 5 years. And it was kind of bringing back a lot of memories for them.
Yeah, that's also another good place, you know. It's yeah. Anyway, yeah, you have to go there to experience it. You cannot tell.
Yeah.
Can't tell. Yeah, we won't tell. No, you have to go there. It's like watching a movie. We cannot tell you what's about. You have to watch it. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay.
Right.
And so is there a specific process to be part of the festival? Are there like, I don't know, did you get like too many bands that you have to postpone some of them for the next year? Like,
yeah, I have a lot of bands that I've been wanting to book, and I have to kind of pick and choose. So I actually don't do submissions like some other festivals do. If a band wants to reach out for me, they can always send us an email or a message, or things like that. But I like to handpick the lineup as much as I can, especially because it's like a niche festival. Like genre wise, I want to be able to, you know, curate the kind of bands that are on the festival. And it's you know, it often comes down to a very hard choice. So I'm already thinking about, you know, who I'm going to be booking for 2025. 2024 is already, you know, about half booked. I'll be announcing the first wave of bands at the festival this year. So, yeah, if a band wants to play, then really they just need to have good online presence. You know, if you're not from BC, come out and play a show in BC. Maybe build a bit of a following here. You know, and I'll just, if you're on my radar, then you're on the list, and I'll eventually get around to booking you. And, you know, of course, if it doesn't work out with Hyperspace any other time of year, Journeyman Productions is booking shows all year, and we'll almost always be down to organize a show for you.
Sounds good. So I was going to ask you, like, in terms of percentages or number of bands, whatever. So I guess, you know, if you can tell us, if you know it, like the total of bands this year, and then how many of those, either number of percentage, are, you know, from the lower mainland versus, I don't know, the interior or the north versus another province. Like, yeah, I'm curious about the composition of that.
It kind of varies year to year. The thing about Journeyman Productions is we're a not-for-profit organization, so we're really focused on helping bands grow and develop their careers and get them in front of a larger audience than they might be able to otherwise. So there's always going to be, you know, at least a handful of local lower mainland bands, and then I try and book a couple other bands from BC. Usually I get two or three bands from Alberta. I try to get at least one band from out east to come out, and then I get some U.S. bands up as well. Like, usually those are more the bands that are kind of drawing the people out, like the headliners and stuff like that. But really, it just I'm just trying to build a good lineup. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to target certain areas other than, you know, having as much local content as I can, kind of thing.
Nope, that sounds good. And, you know, and it's great that you're kind of half booked for next year. I mean, that's great. That's really great.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun putting these lineups together. So wow. I always get a little overambitious on it. And sometimes the booking agents are like, whoa, that's way too far ahead. We're not booking that far out. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll book you in a couple of months.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's great that you have fun doing it, because I'm sure it's a lot of work. I mean, I can just barely begin to imagine all the, yes.
Yeah. But it's the kind of thing that once I have the process down and I'm just kind of going through it, it's not as much work as the first one was.
Yes, I can also kind of imagine how it was the first one. But yeah, I mean, no, after three or four, I mean, you have the, yeah, you kind of have the machinery, you know.
Yeah, got it figured out.
All oiled and really, you know, yes. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So where can people buy tickets? Online or what is it?
So we got tickets online at eventbrite.ca. You can get 3-day passes, or you can get 1-day passes if you only want to come to 1 or 2 days. If you're coming to 2 days, you might as well just get a 3-day pass, because it's I think it's cheaper that way, because of the fees and stuff. There's also tickets available at Red Cat Records and Neptune Records. If you want to have a physical ticket in your hand, you can grab them there.
Yes, and does the festival have like a website so that people can see lineups and, I don't know, which band plays which day and stuff, or Facebook events maybe?
I haven't gotten around to making an actual website yet. I'm probably going to put a Discord server together at some point pretty soon. But yeah, mainly Facebook and Instagram are going to be your main sources of information for the festival.
And I guess Hyperspace, they should be able to find it on both.
Yeah, just type in Hyperspace Metal Festival. It should come up right away. We also have an official app this year. A company from Europe called BandsBond put together an app. It's a social media that's mainly made for rock and metal kind of thing, and there's some cool features in it, like you can design your own schedule for it, so if you just pick the bands that you want to see, and then it'll give you notification updates for, when that set is about to start, and it'll have some other information in there that's pretty useful. So Band Bond, I highly recommend downloading it and checking out the Hyperspace page on there.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. I mean, about time we get an app, us metal people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. All right, so I guess let's repeat. So it's April 13 to 15, and it's going to be the Fox Cabaret a couple of days, and then one at the Rickshaw.
You can go. And then I should also mention we have an after party that we're planning on the 16th as well. So we're still sorting out a venue for the daytime portion. We're going to have a market. We're going to have metal vinyl playing all day. I'm going to get a DJ to play some music there. We're going to have a Magic the Gathering tournament. The winner of that will get a pair of three-day passes for next year. It'll be just a good chance to hang out and, you know, socialize, because, you know, when you're at a festival watching bands, you don't get to, I find I don't get to do as much socializing as I would like to do. So the after party is going to be a good chance to do that. And then there's going to be a show in the evening as well at the Wise Hall, which Mayo at Invisible Orange is putting together. Hellfire is coming up from Mexico. And then we got a couple really killer local bands on that one as well.
Awesome. Yeah, unfortunately, we cannot mention Mayo's name on this show. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
What did he do now?
Yeah, uh-oh.
Oh, sorry, man. Sorry. My humor is awful. But, no, Mayo is a great friend. You know, we're both from Mexico.
Oh, yeah, great guy. Yeah.
He's a great guy. And I'm always joking with him and Anna. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. Anyway, so sorry I got you there, but...
No, that's okay.
I had to do it. Oh, that's great. No, yeah. And you're absolutely right. Like, when you're at a concert, you know, you can maybe socialize in between bands or at the beginning, you know, but after, other than that, like, yes, there is no real chance to socialize.
Yeah.
And, that's a great... it sounds like a great party, man, between all the events and, you know, the market and the DJ. I mean, it's... Sounds super cool.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And then I should also mention we're going to be live streaming the festival again this year, and it looks like we're going to be able to do all three nights this year. Last year, that went over really well. Grant from Unleash the Archers put together the live stream. It was hosted by Ty from Lords of the Trident, who and the organizer of Mad with Power, and he's playing this year, which is exciting. But we're going to have Rav from Ravenous host the live stream on Grant's channel again this year. So if you can't make it out to the festival, be sure to watch for that. You'll get to see what you're missing out on.
Wow, that's pretty cool, man. I hope that you get sold out and then, you know, it's all good. You know, you have all the people there, full venues. And then on top of that, you know, we can see it live if we weren't able to make it there. So that's magnificent.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool. All right, well, I want to thank you very much again, Joey, for being with us tonight. And we'll put the links for the dates and stuff from your Facebook events. We'll put it on the Metal Meltdown Facebook page. And let's make this happen. And yeah, people go and buy your tickets at Eventbrite or at you said Red Cat, or what was the other
Red
place?
Red Cat Records and Neptune Records.
There you go. So you have every option to go and buy tickets, and you're still on time. There's still a month or so before, so
yeah, we're 5 weeks out.
Exactly, we warned you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun. Thanks for doing this show and helping spread the metal.
Oh yeah, always, you know.
Yeah,
helping the cause. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again, Joey.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.